Anna.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. This is Jamie.
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
Shana Tova.
Shana Tova to you too.
Yeah.
Have a sweet new year.
Yes. Healthy,
I
prosperity,
find a
all
right.
the good adjectives.
I finally got my calendar, 5779 calendar, in the mail. So I have to drag myself up and try to get to the mailbox to get it out.
Okay. Well, if ever you
Yeah.
need, I print my own. So,
Yeah.
and
Oh,
I
you
print it way
do.
ahead, so I could always mail you a copy if you need it.
If I need it. Okay. You know what I've done? I have emailed the Kabbalah shop at the Kabbalah Center the last 3 years and suggested that they print their pocket calendar early. And they never do. They never do. Sometimes in November before you get it.
Well,
And
even the big ones, at least from the Houston, I didn't order one last year. I did the year before, but I didn't get it almost
well,
December.
I mean, that's the one I that is presumably in my mailbox is a desk size, which they finally did print the desk size, so that's better than nothing.
Yeah. Then they had a mistake. All the readings for the summer when Israel and America don't match up, they had
I
forgotten
know.
about that. I mean,
Yeah,
it's no big deal,
yeah.
but I just kind of
Yeah.
okay.
Yeah,
I get
yeah.
too busy with other things to think of a detail like that. And since I have my calendar that I print,
Yeah. So that makes it, so you've got that. Right,
yeah.
right.
And I also
Well,
have to go 2 years ahead.
Oh, that's handy. So you don't have any pressure to get the next one.
No.
Hello.
Good morning.
Oh, good morning.
Good afternoon.
Well, yeah, it is. It is afternoon.
It's afternoon in many places. It's morning in other places.
True. And sometimes in places it's nighttime. Yeah.
So we've now covered everybody in the world.
We
Everybody.
have. And not just this world. Not just this world. Send it all over.
May we count the ways.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to leave at 1:30, so if you hear a click and I can't tell you thank you and have a wonderful new year, I'm
Thank
doing
you.
it now. Oh, here it goes. Oh my. I'm going to mute now.
Okay. Jamie, may you also have a wonderful year.
Thank you, and you, sweet,
And
sweet.
I truly appreciate all of your help.
Well, I'm glad you do, and I appreciate your teaching. So there
Thank
you
you.
go.
So let us start. Please
Let's
join me
go.
in the
I'm going to mute.
Please. Okay. Please join me in the Anabakoa. Anabakoa, Gedulat Shemincha, Aleph et Gimel Yud Tak Sadi. Kabel Rinat Amkas Kagvenu Kaharenu Kufa Sayam Sintet Nun. Nagi Bo. We will now utilize the Sulam commentary from the Zohar on Parashat Yitro, Pasuk 29, to connect to the energy of certainty. And we'll start with the L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud, good shabbat to in David, Ve'afta l'shem yud hei b'vav hei V'yehuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael Limud Torah mitzvah La'asak Torah mitzvah Ve'hi no'am Adonai Eloheinu aleinu ma'asei yadeinu konenei aleinu ma'asei yadeinu konenehu Rabbi Abba Amar b'kam atar Tanena Bhutcha Puri Pumpoma Diaved Leila Tata Kolai Dikshot the Ovada Dikshot Pele Lach Mila Bialma Divae Barnash Vadah Yalea Mine Yaula Naga Beya Kalana Dehakulu Ovada Dikshot Inun with the Lahit Spirit Bealma. The energy of the year 5779, this coming year, it starts tonight. Is a time to become wise. There are no verses in the Tanakh that has an exact connection through the number 5779 or even 779. But there are three verses that have the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Tet, concealed within them. All three of these verses separate the letters of the name by two letters each. The first verse that we study is Leviticus chapter 26, verse 18. Ve'imad eile lo tishbeu liyah Yisra'edchem Sheva Al Hatotechem. The second verse that we study comes from Isaiah. It's verse 36, chapter 36, verse 6. In this verse, the name of the year, Tashin Ayin Tet, is separated by two letters each, as the other two verses that I mentioned. But in this verse, the letters are in the reverse order. They're Tet, Ayin, Shin, Taf. Hine batachta amitenet makane haratzut hazeh amitraim hasher yisamech yishalach vabekapo unkava kein paro melech mitraim lekol habodim alav. The third verse is from the prophet Micah. It's chapter 6, verse 13. V'gamani hecheleti hakotecha hashmeim al hatotecha. There are 13 verses that start with the letter He and end with the letter Tet. And this, Kabbalistically, we are taught, has the energy of the year. The first verse of the 13 connects to the month of Tishrei, considering that there are 13 months in this coming year, because it is a leap year. The verse that we study now is from 2 Samuel, chapter 23, verse 10. Hu kam vaya ha-baklishtim ad-bada yado vatid bak yado el ha-cherev vayas Adonai Ohewahe Teshua Gedola Biyom Hahu Baham Yashu Aharalach Lefashet. The year 5778 has the energy of the wake up call. Excuse me, it has the energy of bowing to Hashem in order to walk with Hashem. There are two verses that connect to this energy. The first that we study is 2 Samuel chapter 13, verse 6. Vayishkav Amnon vayitchal vayavo hamelech liroto vayomer Amnon El HaMelech Tavo Natamar Achoti Utlabel Le'ene Shete Levivot V'yere Miyada. The second verse that we study has concealed within it the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Chet. The verse is Psalms chapter 32, verse 5. The letters of this name are separated by three letters each. Chatati odiacha, wawoni lo kisiti, amarti ode ale peshai, la donai, yo he wahe. We atanasata wo fatati sela. The year 5777, the year of the wake up, also known as the year of the goat. Also has two verses that connect to this energy. The first verse we study is from Lamentations, chapter 3, verse 52. So tsadumi katsipor oyevai finam. When we take the first letters of these words, we're able to permute or create tsatsuki-ach, which translates as appear like brothers. When we take the final letters, we have dear yam, which translates as a sea of tenants. The second verse that we study to connect to this energy is Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. Concealed in this verse is the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Zion. The letters of this name are separated by seven letters each. Kim Vadonai. Yo he wahe Elohechem tadivatu kasher asitem ad hayom hazeh. The year 5776 has the energy of the pause that refreshes. There are also two verses that connect to this energy. The first that we study is 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 34. Raka kohanim ha'yulimat v'lo yaklu lehashit et kol ha'olot v'yehaskum acheichem v'halavim ad kolot hamlachem v'yad itkadshu ha'kohanim v'yalim v'yishalim There are 25 words in this verse. When we take the first letter of these words, we're able to permute them into eight names of God. Adonai Yehovah. Wala hey, wa wa wa, yo la yo, wala me, hey, 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 aka, ray kaha. The second verse connecting to this energy of the pause is Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Bihu vadonai, yo hey, wa hey, ade ad. Ki biyo hey Adonai yo hey wahe sur olami. The year 5775 has the energy of swallowing death forever. There are three verses that connect to this energy. The first that we study is from Job. It's chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo tishem imeni, lo tarpeni ad bili ruki. Next, we'll study 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru udu mikol hamachavuia, asher yidchabe sham wishavtem, elai el nachum. Wehalakti chem wechayim yeshno. Varetz vehipasti o to bekol alfe Yehuda. And the third is from Job. It's chapter 20, verse 7. Kegelo lanetza yo veid roal yo muayo. The year 5774 has the energy of peace in the Middle East. And there is only one verse that connects to this energy in all of the Tanakh. It's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. We Tom ti makom le amili Israel unta ti wishakan tak ta vilo yergas od vilo yosifu vene avla la anoto ka asher barishona. We're now going to connect to the energy of the 72 attributes of God, the 72 names. We do this by taking the letter with its root vowel, saying it out loud in sequence. Wahe wayo layo sayote alame mehe shilala he aka aka heta he zayo alada La awa he he a yoza la me be he e re yo he ko me la awa ka la yo la wa wa pe he la nu la ha yo 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 me la he se se wa nu ta he he a yo re ta shi a he Re yo yo awa me laka be washi re yo ke wa la he he kawa ko me nu da anu yo he a me re he a yo yo za he 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 me yo ha wa wa la yo la he sa a la re yo ashi la me yo he. Wa he wa da nu yo he he shi a me me nu nu wa nu yo ta me be he pe wa yo nu me me yo yo la he re he me tsa re wa me be yo he he a nu wa me he yo da me be me nu ko a yo a he be wa Re a he yo be me he yo yo me wa me. We will now connect to the 72 attributes and 72 names that were revealed by the Tzaddikim. And we will follow the same tool, same procedure. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a ame. Me be shi la yo he anu a kameta he he yo anu da la he wa me he me a yo ta la me re he he yo yo he me me wa 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 ka be yo la yo wa pe nu la nu me ha yo he yo me nu he 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 wa Nu yo he he shi a yo re ta shi a he re la yo a wa me la yo be wa he re yo yo wa la he he ka a ko me nu da a nu yo he ma me re he a yo he za he shi he me ka ha wa wa la yo yo he sa a la re yo A ala me ta he, he wa he wa da la yo he yo shi ala me, nu he a nu wa ta me la he pe a yo, nu ko me yo re la he be he me za re, wa he be yo a he ala wa me za yo, da he be me ka ko ala a he te wa. Re la he yo yo me he la yo me he me. We'll now connect to the Ma meditation utilizing the same tool. Yo wa da yo wa da he a yo wa da he a wa a wa yo wa da he a wa a wa he a. Yo wa da, yo wa da he a, yo wa da he a, wa a wa, yo wa da he a, wa a wa he a. Yo wa da, yo wa da he a, yo wa da he a, wa a wa, yo wa da he a, wa a wa he a. Yo wa da, yo wa da, hey ah, yo wa da, hey ah, wa ah, wa. Yo wa da, hey ah, wa ah, wa, hey ah. Yo wa da, yo wa da, hey ah, yo wa da, hey ah, wa ah, wa. Yo wa da, hey ah, wa ah, wa, hey ah. The names of the Tzaddikim who left this day, the 29th day of Elul, the last day of the year, the fifth day of creation. Rabbi Yaakov Halevi Lipschultz, Rabbi Naftali Hertz, Rabbi Raphael Landau, Rabbi Yerachmiel Yeshaya Minsberg, Rabbi Eliezer Deutsch of Bonehad, and Rav Yisrael Rabinowitz of Skolya Kishninev. And the eighth verse of the Anna B'Koach we say in a whisper. Today's class is a Zohar class discussing Rosh Hashanah and the Shofar. You can find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix in the first row of the Revealed Wisdom Matrix on the right-hand column. When the first landing page opens up, scroll down to within an inch of the bottom, and you'll see a section of Zohar's on the various holidays. Click on the link that connects to the landing page for Rosh Hashanah. When that landing page opens up, go to the link that is for section Emor, section number 33. It's Parashat Emor, section 33, dealing with the Zohar. And we will start at Pasuk 206. Does anyone have any questions at this point up till now? And you can unmute your phones by pressing star 6.
Bachodesh Hashvi.
Go ahead.
I think I have the page.
There's two people talking. Okay. Jamie, go ahead.
Okay. It's yashem.com/zohar-emor-section-32. Is that right?
No, it's 33.
33. Okay, I'll whip back. Thank you.
Hannah, you were asking a question?
Yes. Yes, I was wondering if there's an English translation of the Hatarat Nedarim.
I have never seen one.
Okay.
I'm sure there is in some of the Maksorim, some of the prayer books for Rosh Hashanah, probably Art Scroll. They probably have it. I know they have the Hadarat Nedarim in the Sephardic version, but I don't know if they have an English translation or not.
Okay. I just didn't have a chance to look, and I thought maybe you might know just right off. Okay. Thank you. I'm going to mute again.
Okay. So, Pasuk 206. Bachodesh Hashvi Bechad Lechodesh Vigomer Bekuda Dalitkoa Shofar Berosh Hashanah Tehu yama dadina le alma kibadio kina. Teha ukbu ha dikti. Tiku baho de shofar. Bakese yliom hagenu. Teha itbar de haihu. Yoma de sihara. It kase beya, tekae malma, bidana begin de hahu, mekatrega hafe de kese, bian al pifa, al malkatar, tadina sharya, lamit badina. Alma. The translation, and this section is coming from the Reaya Mehemna, known as the Faithful Shepherd, which is the soul of Moshe Rabbeinu. In the seventh month, on the first day of the month, this mitzvah is to blow the shofar on Rosh Hashanah, which is Judgment Day, to the world, as we explained. We explain the words, blow a shofar at the new moon, at the full moon, or the covering on our feast day. We learn that this day is a day when the moon, Malchut, is covered, and the world is under judgment. For the prosecutor covers and hides and locks the entrance to the king, who is there on pin. And the moon is a place where judgment abides to demand justice from the world. My commentary. The pasuk is clear as it is written. Rosh Hashanah is a day where Zeron Pin is separated from Malchut by a covering of judgment. This judgment demands justice. Do you know what justice looks like? Here is an unwritten commentary. Zeron Pin is separated from Malchut because Zeron Pin has gone to sleep. It's been put to sleep. It's called Dormita. And this allows the energy to flow directly to Malchut without going through Zeron Pin. The problem is that Malchut finds this energy to be flowing through only the left column. There's no central column active, there's no right column active. And this is the energy of judgment, the left column. Page 207. Ve'itema ech it yahiv lea reshu lehahu mikat rega lehapa umitzpa dina. Ela vadai bida dehai mekatrika shave kudsha barichu lamit badina al kol alma v'shave leya yoma yediya lamit barchameya. Kol dinin di alma, dehakud shabrihu, aved leya vishave, leya kameya, lemecheve dechilu dikud shabrihu salka, vesharya al kola, virazada veha Elohim. Asa she'iru milfanav ma'asa Asalahai mikat rega. Fiat kin leya tameya. The mechede si yufa. Sheshinana al kol alma. The kol da begin de yit halun. Mika me kut shabritu. Kola vidayu sintira. Kita vachol zai. Bene basha vatava. Dina vatifos. Bene nasha vatil. Lon the alke lon. Kola kima dinafik min dina. The translation. You may wonder how the prosecutor was given permission to cover the light of Malchut and demand punishment. And he answers, surely the Holy One, blessed be He, allowed the prosecutor to demand justice from the whole world. He allotted him a specific day in which to demand all the punishments in the world. For the Holy One, blessed be He, made him and placed him before himself. So the fear of the Holy One, blessed be He, will increase and rest on everyone. This is the secret of, and Elohim does it, so that men should fear before Him. What is does? He did this prosecutor and made him before himself to be a sharp sword over the whole world, all for the reason that all will fear the Holy One, blessed be He. He oversees and prosecutes the sins of people, demands punishment and seizes people, kills them and strikes them, all just as it was decided in court. My commentary. This pasuk seems at odds with the Kabbalistic teaching that Hashem only shares. And how do we reconcile this? Hopefully it becomes clear below. Pasuk 208. Ke gavna dehahu mimuna, mimune bet din biltata, tid yahiv leyarishu, leyad kirakame bedina, keluni avad, kach ufloni avar, al kach umitzaba, Alaihu dina utan rishu it yahiv lehahu mimune beitin lianala o kach umait bal alaihu dina utan rishu it yahiv lehahu mimune Beitin Lian Allah Al Kabai Dina Pitha Ad Yigzirun Dina Al Komadihu Tava The late Rishu Levet Din Ladach Yayo Kagin ki ani Hashem ohev mishpat ve'ihu ba'edi alma yat kiryam bedina umim dadit din v'it dayin. the translation. It is like the minister appointed over the terrestrial court, who was given permission to mention before the court that so-and-so did this, and so-and-so transgressed that, and to demand punishment. We learn that the minister appointed over the court was given permission to lock the entrance to the court until verdicts will be meted out to all his persecution. The court is not allowed to decline him because, for I, Hashem, love justice, and he wants the world to be maintained by judgment so as to make known that there is judgment and there is a judge. All that applies to the terrestrial court. My commentary. This world is maintained by love and mercy, yet to continue to appreciate love and mercy, we need a choice. This is provided by the team opponent, the judgment. To have judgment, there needs to be a perceived judge. Our judge is our own actions, and that is very hard to understand. Pasuk 209. Kehai gavna shave kudsha barichu kamei al hai dehihu Tavadina kame malka al kol bene alma uvayoma it yahiv leyarishu leki kasa papicha de malka vesihara idhap yayo legoi. Lagoa de Yitzkezar Dina Al Kol Bene Alma Viaf Al Gal Dikola At Gile Kame Kucha Brihu Labae Lakadina. The translation. The Holy One, blessed be He, did the same. He placed before Him that prosecutor who demands punishment before the King for all the people in the world. On that day, He is given permission to cover the entrance of the King, Zeranpin, and the moon, Malchut, is hidden inside until punishment is meted out to all the people in the world. Though everything is revealed before the Holy One, blessed be He, He nevertheless desires nothing but according to judgment. My commentary. The world needs to run according to strict judgment. This is the boomerang law. This is actually the way the world works. What one does returns to one. This is the law of conservation of eternal energy. This is my opinion. Pasuk 2:10. Kola ke gavna chadaila utatayit kin korseya tadina behayoma Tisantirata Vitavadina Alpolova Madeaved Vasahadin Ityan Hade Alpolovade Bnei alma v'ilem inun, heinei Hashem deinun, mishatei bakal Alma Kama Di Nunai Hashem Dilet Lon Hoshvana Tikaza Azmile Shatte Bekol Alma Bechaman Kol Vade Bene Alma. The translation. Everyone operates in the same way, above and below. On that day, the Holy One, blessed be He, fixes the throne of judgment, and the administrator comes and demands justice for all the deeds of the people in the world, each according to his ways and deeds. Witnesses come and testify to all the deeds of the people in the world, and these witnesses are called the eyes of Hashem, that roam throughout the world, whole world, and see the deeds of the people in the world. My commentary. The pasuk is clear as written. Do you see any limitation in the concept of eyes of Hashem? The eyes of Hashem is limited to consciousness, and Adam has consciousness and can be a witness in that court. Pasuk 2:11. Vavim li'inun de la mishkichin de la mastak laim de ovadehon de halega beyayohu kaimin milen sacharede malka the mishkichin de haman komadinun Adin v'kamre dehainun salke v'sahadai kame malka v'haislan peira kaim kame malka v'tavadina Peloni avardina peluni avad kacha dehai hakasi zahadei liad dekud shabarihu la shayil lon let lon rishu disahada kedem inun Sahade Sahaduta. The translation. Woe to those who do not care and do not observe their doings, for the witnesses of the king stand by them, observe and see whatever they do or say. They ascend and testify before the king. The administrator stands before the king and demands punishment. So-and-so transgressed the law, and so-and-so did that. Here are the witnesses. As long as the Holy One, blessed be He, does not ask them, they have no permission to testify. When He asks them, they deliver their testimony. My commentary. This pasuk is clear as written, yet what is its purpose? What does it teach us that we would not realize on our own? There is a spiritual law. Without a vessel, there can be no revelation. This is why the judge needs to ask a question to build a vessel. This is true for you as you are your own judge. Always know why you do things. On the unwritten commentary is, this is a very difficult task, to always be aware of why you do something. Always be aware of your actions. in this verse, we also have a different understanding of why the shofar works. The shofar causes the Satan to be able to, unable to ask the witnesses, what did so and so do? It shakes the Satan up, it shakes the witnesses up, and they do not feel capable of answering any questions. And the Satan is not capable of answering or even asking the questions of the witnesses. Page 212. Vekol achtiv kamei malka, befit ka benede malka, id had hekala hekala damalya. Eshachi Babra, the Hayasa meets Galgela, the field Kavala heat, Shavidin, the Hayala Pasik, Leal mean Legoi, Hai Hekala, Eat Hekala, O Kara, Maya Shahu. Ma Dela Pasik Le Almin Tirain So Frin Kakimin Tadir Kameya Malka Mishiata Tadina Sahadin Kosehade Kame Malka Inun sofrin meiklin nehahus pilka dieshachavavra vakit ve alaya mehahuesha ukva. The translation. Everything is put in writing before the king. In the king's house, there is a certain chamber full of white fire. This fire rolls in a circle with burning sparks and never ceases. Inside this chamber, there is another chamber full of black fire, which never ceases. Two scribes stand before the king at all times. During trials, all witnesses testify before the king. The scribes take from the circle of white fire and write the verdict on it with the black circle. My commentary. This is a description of the Torah scroll, since the pattern of the scroll applies to everyone and everything ever created. Verse 213. Uden Malkach mitz dina ad zimna yedi ad alma ben kach uven kach yechadun bitshuva id ha yahadun. Pit king mikre in veila malkaya til vikali nun dave zekuta kaime kameya karoza kam vikaris pelomi avad kachman yolif. Aleya zechut it mandilu yolif aleya zechut yaut ve'ilal ha'id masar v'sim tira The translation. The king then holds the verdict for some time, in case they will repent in the meantime. If they returned in repentance, the writings are torn up. If not, the king sits and all the defenders stand before him. The crier stands and announces, so-and-so did this, who shall defend him? If there is someone to defend him, it is well. Otherwise, he is given to the administrator for punishment. My commentary. This is a description of the days between Yom Kippur and Sukkot. This is my opinion. But we do need to ask the question, who will be your defender?
Hello? Excuse me?
Yes?
I have a question. I noticed the translation said the king, but the Aramaic, the second word is Malka. I would have expected it to be Melech. In other words, it's feminine. I don't know if the Aramaic word is the same as the Hebrew word.
We always call it Shabbat Malka.
Okay.
So it is feminine. The king is feminine because the king, in this case, who is doing the judging? Zeranapin is asleep. It's Malchut
okay.
who's doing the judging.
Oh, okay. Oh, I'm glad I asked that question. Thank you.
I'm glad you did also.
Okay.
The tradition that teaches. Go ahead.
I was going to mute again, that's all.
Okay. The tradition teaches, this is continuing an unwritten commentary on this Pasuk 2:13. The tradition teaches that on Rosh Hashanah, there are three books that are open. Righteous people are put in the book of life. Evil people are put in another book that no one wants to go into. But yet there is a third book that essentially holds the judgment, giving the person time to repent. The Ari teaches us that if during the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah we do not feel like crying, it's not a good omen. When we do feel like crying on Rosh Hashanah, that is when our soul is being judged. Which book will we go into? For most of us, we go into that middle book. But now that book is closed at the end of Rosh Hashanah and doesn't get opened again until Hoshana Rabbah, the last day of Sukkot. And all of this time, the decree of our negative judgments has been written. But we're given time to do teshuvah, to do repent. So those decrees are written. And any time we do teshuvah, that decree is torn up. But it's not until Rosh Hoshana Rabbah, the last day of Sukkot, that the written decree is handed to the negative system to go implement. And that's why we say on Rosh Hashanah, it's written who will live and who will not. Who will have chaos in their life and what form that chaos will take. It's all written down in black fire on white fire. It's all written down in the Torah. because those 70 explanations of each letter and word in the Torah have all of the different decrees that could apply to you personally. Unfortunately, we do not know how to read all of those 70 and how to implement our understanding of that and how to implement the teshuvah of those decrees. But all of those potential decrees have been written on black, with black fire, on white fire, on the parchment of the Torah. So on Hoshana Rabbah, the last day of Sukkot, the written decree is handed to the negative system to implement. That does not mean we can no longer do teshuvah. It's just more difficult because the letter has to be recalled to be torn off. Pasuk 2:14. Wikola yada kudsha berichu amayit sterich lekol da ela begin delaya he pidra tefuma livne alma ela leachaza wikola avid beorach keshot V'nicha kameya man deyishtaziv min dineya v'itema menalan hait mesar lechakime v'yafilu leman v'la yadei man devay Yishtakla Yashkach B'madayihu B'yitzgalya B'yedei B'mei B'yihu B'sitra D'hakola K'gav Nachada Koma D'fakit Kudsha Barichu be'arat olah, ihu kegav nadil elah. The translation. He asks, yet the Holy One, blessed be He, knows everything. Why does He need all this? And He answers, this is so that people will have no excuse, but rather to show that He does everything truthfully. He prefers it when one is saved from His punishment. You may ask whence we know that. This was given to the sages, and even those who do not know, whoever may wish to see, may see what is divulged below in this world, and thus know what is a mystery above, since everything follows the same pattern. For whatever the Holy One, blessed be He, does in the ways of the world is in the likeness of above. My commentary. The process acts as witnesses to the truthfulness of Hashem in the verdict of the Rosh Hashanah effects. Human memory is deficient, thus the continuous opportunity to do teshuvah is a result of the potential remembering. Page 215, or Pasuk 215. Yoma de Rabihiya Ihu Yoma de Dina Demalkayativ Kesukur Seyayo Dedina Santira Kate Wehafe Bidha Demalkavitava Dinavi Ach Algav Tiku Chabarihu Rahim Leya Medina Kiman Tiata Marki Ani Hashem Ohev Mishpat Naetzach Rahimu Dibno Lirhimu Dedina Uvasheata Tisantira Kam Limitin Milin Alaihu Pakid Limitke Beshufar Begindi Atara Rachame Mitata Ve'ela Behahu Shofar The translation. The day of Rosh Hashanah is Judgment Day, and the king sits on the throne of judgment. The administrator comes and covers the entrance to the king and demands punishment. Even though the Holy One, blessed be He, loves judgment, as it is written, "For I, Hashem, love justice. The love of His children overcame the love of judgment." When the administrator rises to speak about them, the Holy One, blessed be He, commanded to blow the shofar in order to rouse love from below upward by the shofar. My commentary, this is the reason for the blowing of the shofar. And my unwritten commentary, based on our teachings this past week, this is the reason why the shofar needs to be held by the blower, with the opening of the shofar going up and not down. Verse 2:16. Sal kahu kala kalila beesha veruha umaya vita ved minaihu kalahada vaitar kala hera veela kadahu kala itar me ale ma ela Umitata kedain kol tavnot dekatayin hahu mekitrega mitarva aridave. The sound rises, included of fire, wind, and water, which correspond to Chesed, Gevura, and Tiferet, that merge into one sound. Another sound from above is aroused before it, which is the central column that joins the left and the right. When that sound is aroused from above and from below, all the charges the prosecutors raise are confused. My commentary. Unification has the effect of sweetening judgment. This is a minimum. Unification of the Sephirot above and the knowing, the hearing, the blowing of the shofar below is judgment at its best and its most truthful. We're going to stop our class here. We will continue it in our 3 o'clock class for those who wish to join us. That's 3 o'clock West Coast time, where we will continue to finish this section and perhaps start or finish the last section of our Zohars on Rosh Hashanah. Does anyone have any questions?
accident myself.
Are there any questions? I just unmuted your phone, so please go ahead and ask. Well, somebody has some background music, so I'll assume there's no questions unless someone wants to speak up. I bid you all the Shana Tova, a good, happy, prosperous New Year. Boy. Shalom Gadol, a significant amount of peace and serenity in all our lives. Shalom to all.
Shalom.
Thank you.
Shalom. Happy New Year.